All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Woo. Welcome in, everybody, on a Friday. Kenny's back to work today. You didn't hear the dulcet tones of Kenneth G. Cott yesterday. He had a little bit of automotive trouble, but what took place last night with his alma mater, Oakland U, everybody knows a Golden Grizzly. It wasn't that they finally won a real tournament game, which that's always been my hang-up. Don't ask me to kiss your ass if you haven't done anything I care about. They didn't just win a tournament game. They beat Blue Magic. Mm-hmm. They beat Frank Lucas last night. They beat Kentucky Hoops. And Kenneth,
a blue blood.
A real blue blood, not a faux one like State. But this is Kenny's nightmare, because Kenny has this weird thing that, look, all of us sitting here, last night was magical. Whatever misgivings I have about, you know, Campy or that program, or I just really don't care, to be honest, I can look at the value and the magic of it and go, good for them. And this is fun. And what the hell is Mike Sullivan doing hitting 10 three-pointers? When did Sully become a two-guard for OU with straight power alleys and 30-foot bombs?
When you first told me that, it took a second. I was like, Mike Sullivan? Oh, okay.
I go,
okay.
Sully's out here playing the role of Vanilla Curry. This is unbelievable. And it's like Jack Golke. And then you look, and the kid is at, like, Hillsdale College or whatever it is. Just an unbelievable outer space game that you and I talked about it, Rico. The game made no sense.
Nope.
The magic of it is unquestioned. The fun of Oakland winning is unquestioned. That game made no sense. You have a guy averaging 10 points a game who hit 10 threes.
No,
what?
No. Is that weirder? Or the fact that Oakland pretty much went wire to wire?
That's what
I
mean.
Like, it wasn't like, okay, yeah, they had to hit a half-court shot, and it was something, some fluky play.
Right.
Or a missed call, like we saw happen in the Kansas game.
A guy gets hurt, foul trouble,
right.
Nonsense. No.
Right.
No. Ready?
No.
OU was the better team all night.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, look, and look, we'll get to Calipari later, because I think there's a fun local sell I want to do for you. But, Kenny, here's my question. Because, like, here's what I'm not into. I'm not into this whole society we live in of receipts and stuff. Man, y'all act like a bunch of little girls. Just stop. Okay? Stop. You act like little children. Oh, Kenny should do what? He don't have to like the head coach. And he has his reasons. And them reasons ain't none of your damn business. The point is this.
But if you have receipts, you get your own bots.
Ooh, ooh. Here's what I want to know. Kenny, I know yesterday was a hellscape for you. Your car blew up with you in it. That car went somewhere, and you went the other direction. It just got
boiled
taken
shrimp.
Away. Boiled shrimp. And then you watched your alma mater. Kenny was not only a Golden Grizzly. Kenny ran the damn radio station. Kenny was WXOU.
Yeah.
Kenny was a program director in his prior life, or at least that's how I'm imagining it. So then last night, Kenny sits down and he goes, I've had a terrible day, Gladys. Can you pour me a cold one? And Kenny sits down and watches Oakland University dominate the University of Kentucky.
You're not selling the story right. Because Kenny sits down saying, my day was horrible.
Right.
But at least their day is going to be worse.
That's right.
Their day, and that's I'm going to get joy from that.
Kenny was going to get a pound of flesh from Campy to make his day whole.
They were going to get run out the gym by 30 points.
That's
and
right.
Then Gokey. And then Gokey.
And then
Gokey.
Did you see after the 4-3-pointer where Gokey did the gun salute?
Yeah.
And he said, F. Cot.
Wait. He was like, which way is east? That way?
Right.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, which way's Kenny's ass? Pa-pow. Kenny, like, dude, he's out there, and that kid's power alleys. It was Mike Sullivan power alleys, and he's just going, bam, bam, bam. Hey, Kenny, this one's right for you.
And
bang.
And then he hit one and said, hey, Kenny, look at this. I'm giving you the Jordan. Hey.
Hey, Kenny.
Shrug your shoulders.
Hey, Kenny, leave the door unlocked. I'm going to take care of Mama later. So here's what I want to know. Right. Here's what I want to know, Kenny. And I'm begging you to be honest. And whatever your answer is, I'm going to take it at face. There had to be a fiber, something on the cellular level as an alum of Oakland that no matter how deep your disdain of certain people burns, Kenny, you took down Kentucky, a team with an operating budget of $21 million, and I believe OU's is 1.9. You took down arguably the second greatest blue blood or third greatest blue blood program in America. Kenny, tell me there was a mini Tiger Woods fist pump somewhere in the dark with only the poltergeist glow of your television. Please, tell me as an alum there was at least a shred of joy. Please.
There was something in there that still existed. And I think I remember being those Oakland fans. I remember being in the stands for those games at the arena. I remember being everybody that was cheering for them in that arena. I felt so happy for those fans. Because I could see myself in them back in the day. Good for them.
I actually felt
joy for them. The rest I won't speak to, but I felt a ton of joy for those people because I watched them when I was there lose for 4 years and then the following 8 years after, and it kind of broke me as a fan. So seeing it for those guys, that I'm happy for them.
Those people?
Exactly.
So Kenny, was it enough that you decided, you know what, maybe I'll hop in the car and drive to Pittsburgh?
Didn't we just go over me not having a car, Rico? Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Might not be the right question.
Hey, Kenny, go in that car that you don't have. All right, thanks, Rico.
My bad.
Take a look at that black car.
My bad.
Thanks, dude.
Kenny's house burned down in a fire. Rico, hey, how'd you sleep last night? So, but here's what I want to ask. I mean, no, seriously. Like, so Kenny, here's the question. I mean, look, everyone is they can root for whatever they want. Do I think OU's winning their next game? Absolutely not. I think last night was a one in a million game. You go out and shoot 15 of 31 from deep. Guys like Reed Shepard and Dillingham have arguably the worst game of their season. And you have a guy in Gokey who is now a March Madness legend. I mean, this is that type of performance. He will forever be remembered. That is a Division II transfer.
A Jimmer Fredette type.
Yeah, he averaged 10 points. He hit 10 threes. I can't even say it with a straight face. It's an incredible job. Look, Campy brought together a number of transfers. Yeah, you got a power forward from that kid from Oxford who's 6'5 or whatever he is. He's throwing meat hooks up over seven-footers. It was a magical game.
Oh, Trey, yeah.
I mean, and yeah. That's not a shot at Trey Thompson. It's a reality.
No. And the funny thing about it is Campy is like, Pete's talked to Trey, and like we just got to enjoy this run because he knows I can't afford him next year. He's gone.
Oh, don't worry. Well, that's all right. Izzo will be asleep. We won't make a call. 248-539-9797. So last night, yeah, OU's the story. I think there's so many layers to it. I think the fact that Campy's friends with Calipari, and he probably got John Calipari fired, that's fun. I know. If Kentucky's got a buyout issue here, but remember, Big Blue Nation
doesn't care.
It's like oil money. It's like A&M. $33 million this year or $27 next year. Guys, to us, that matters. That $6 million saving is not going to affect their decision-making. If they want Cal gone, he's gone, and I'll be honest, he should be gone. And Campy did it to him, and guess what? We're not going to get into it this hour, but I will. The University of Michigan, if they have a fiber in their body that is serious about basketball, I'd already be back channeling it. Because John Calipari can raise the profile of your entire athletic department. Mm-hmm. And Michigan basketball is in desperate need of life. And I'm telling you, he's not fired yet. Man, that don't matter. Agents talk. Agents talk to golf caddies. The golf caddy talks to the other agent, and you just back channel it. But, see, that's the difference. I don't think they're serious about ball. But we can get into this OU thing on a number of levels. And, look, what I'm not going to do is turn this into Kenny Cott being in the town square getting hit with tomatoes. Like, it doesn't have to matter.
No.
Not to me, it doesn't.
No.
I mean, I'm no fan of OU, but, like, whatever. I love what they did last night because it gives content. I think for me, I'm not saying this for others. Lord knows, half the media is in Campy's pocket because he's nice to him, which I do not care about.
A little more than half.
This validates Campy. Well, Kenny, I was trying to be nice. The point I'm making is this validates him. Nothing in my world, nothing he had done prior is of any importance to anyone that actually loves college ball. And, yeah, all these programs have more advantages. I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about the advantages of St. Peter's or Siena basketball. Stop. I needed him to win a real tournament game at some point.
This
and
was the
he
game
did.
He waited 40 years
Correct.
For. This is the game
and
that,
he did
you know
it.
What, they're going to have the 5-year, 10-year, 20-year reunion right. of this team, of this game. Now, depending how far they go, I still think they can go further than this.
And we could talk about
yeah.
it.
But this validated
yes.
everything. This validated him never getting a job anyplace else, being at Oakland, all the heartache. For all the people who are like Kenny, who just got so sick and tired of the losing last night. I mean, Kenny, my thing is, I know you sat down waiting for the Kentucky beatdown. But at what point did you say, they're going to actually win this thing?
A little after halftime, when it didn't look like it was turning around, when they still weren't shooting threes and they still weren't hitting threes, I was like, you know what? I think it's a lot of what you said, Rico, is they're going to realize they're the ones with all the pressure on them. Oakland's just playing and having a good time.
You could see it. That's another angle to this thing I do want to get into because, look, and listeners, if I'm off base and you just want to call up and say, hey, like you want to be Chris Farley in the SNL skit, oh, hey, you remember that? That was great. You can do that, but I have directions I want to take this thing. I think last night marked the end of a one-and-done culture because what you saw were freshmen that were tight, they were scared, they weren't ready for this, and now here's the problem, and I'm not going to make this about Rico. He's a beautiful man. He's still flying high from MSU's win, but we are at a complete paradox in the sport of college athletics and specifically college basketball. You can't win with freshmen anymore, but you also can't keep and develop players. Which means we are in a real weird effing spot. And I'm just telling you, I mean, that Kentucky team has three players I'd be thrilled to have as Detroit Pistons next year.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I watch Sully go out there and pop 10 threes. I mean, they're showing, like, who is it? Is it Trey's mom's a dentist? Or,
yeah.
I mean, they're showing everybody in the crowd. Man, ain't none of those kids going in the NBA lottery.
No.
You can't win with freshmen.
No, you can't, but if you don't stick them out there, and you saw that was the big thing that Izzo had with Booker. Wasn't ready, but I got to play you because I don't want you to leave, but I know you're not ready.
Right.
So it's that delicate balance of, guys, what do you want me to do? You want me to develop the play or you want me to win games?
And I don't know that you can do either effectively, which just creates this constant feeling of, I don't know, uneasiness for a guy like me that I love college basketball. I love college football. I think both sports, albeit slightly different, are in the same place. It's a place of chaos. I do want to bring up, and I am not in any way take anything away from Sully. I mean goalkeeper. I don't want to take anything away from him. And he was awesome. But seeing a player take 20 threes in one game, in many ways, is everything wrong with college basketball. That's absurd. I can't even say it with a straight face, David. I mean, that's what kids do on Xbox. But that's our reality now. Later today, one of the games we're all going to sit down and watch, College of Charleston and Bama, those two teams are going to combine to shoot north of 70 three-pointers based on their average. You know what that is? That's bad basketball.
But that's the Steph Curry of basketball.
You son of a – I know you looked at the show notes, you son of a –
No, I was still stuck on the fact that my opinion sucks.
Well, your opinion sucks on the third point that I wrote in there where I said, you know, where you don't think – where you think this expansion is going to be good, it's going to be bad because teams like Oakland won't even be given a platform, and that's not right. The magic was last night, both because it was OU and because it was Kentucky.
But as you like to say, both can be
– not in this case. I'm going to fight you tooth and nail. And we are going to talk Michigan State later, basically chance or no chance. Our eyeballs say one thing and the analytics say another, so we'll get into it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, people, we've got royalty in the house. The Godfather has joined us. And I'm not talking about Mitch from Old School. We are talking about a man who is on a cross-country tour, not fueled by cocaine, but by vibes, alcohol, and the music of a has-been named Bruce Springsteen. We bring in Mike Stone, fresh from L.A.
Yes, L.A. And
you went to L.A. for a Kings game.
Kings wild. It was a blowout, 6-0. Some good pugilism, though. Good fights.
You drive into town for the tourney.
We drive. We stayed halfway in Barstow. We left after the game.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes. Had to stop at a ridiculous bar sports place to watch the first half of the Spartans so we could get here for the second half. Did you hate watch?
Bloody Mary's arrived.
Did you hate watch? Hate watch your alma mater.
No.
Did he, Rico?
No. You know what? Good. I don't know. I don't know because we didn't watch it together.
I made a pact with him that I said, listen, I want you to get whatever sportsgasmic enjoyment you can out of this. We're not going to watch this together. You won't have to see me. You won't have to look at my RBF resting bitch face. You just enjoy.
Didn't it
we'll link
end
up
when
for
you
the
were
show.
On the air, though?
Yes, but the game was already decided.
Yeah.
So yeah, when the rich kids go in, the trust fund babies, yeah.
I was largely under
the coach's son.
I was largely under anesthesia,
yeah.
Meaning I was just numb to it.
I wasn't mad,
and I wasn't happy. I was happy for guys like Rico. I was happy that they played a game, Mike, they hadn't played in three months.
Yes.
So in that sense, I was okay. Now, you're like Mr. Media Relations.
Yes.
You're a hobnobber, if you will. Where did you watch this OU game?
The OU game.
Were you seeing straight for it? Could you believe it? Take me through the Stony OU viewing experience.
We watched the first half at the Bellagio where I was, and then we had to go do something else. So we watched the end of the last 7-8 minutes from the MGM Park bar right by the T-Mobile.
Okay.
And people were just going crazy. I even put on Twitter some guy, he swore, he was, I'm so glad for Oaktown.
Yeah.
No.
It's not in California.
No. Yeah.
It's always funny when you hear the broadcasters
yes.
try to explain these schools, and they're like,
yeah.
Oakland, it is in, and you can literally hear the producer going,
yeah.
Rochester Hills.
Like,
it's
California?
Yes.
No. Where, you're a geek like we are, and we haven't done the topic yet, but it was like, where does it rank amongst all-time upsets? Kentucky with an operations budget of over $21 million
yes.
a year.
I mean, it's bigger than, you know, Richmond beating Syracuse or Richmond, Indiana. They're, you know, it's comparable to Lehigh beating Duke, although Duke was probably a better team.
Was that the C.J. McCollum
yes,
game?
Yes. Patriot League, baby, Lehigh.
Yeah, I know, American University.
Of course, I bet on the Patriot League today, and they're losing. I'm going to lose.
Mistakes are made.
Yes.
Didn't Duke also lose to Bucknell, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Kansas lost to Bucknell. 1 year.
So
it was huge.
How long, you've known Greg Campy for what, all 40?
Pretty close.
So
no, not quite, but yes. It's look, and I know like Kenny probably was hate watching more than any human being, but it was so cool. I mean, look, he's a really good coach, and he's had obviously offers to go elsewhere, and this is his moment. And no matter what happens tomorrow, and they have a chance. I mean, as long as they can somehow keep Burns under control. Right?
Well, I just want to know when Mike Sullivan started playing for OU.
Oh.
Goalkeeper with those power alleys.
Oh, I know.
It reminded me of Sully.
It was unbelievable. And, you know, the whole thing about Cal, he's obviously a little overrated. But they should fire him. Well, Oakland played the game. I mean, that kid was making ridiculous.
Yeah, but I don't want to, because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to say something about Calipari, and then people are going to think I'm taking something from OU. Please don't take it that way.
No, he's not.
It was magical. But I don't know if Cal or his players took more than 10 minutes to look at the scouting report.
That's probable.
Did you know? Like, why did it take a half for you to know they play a zone? Yeah. You have 3 7-footers. OU's best player arguably is 6'5".
Right.
Like, but, again, you're right. They played the game of their life.
Yes.
Should they have won? No. Not if Kentucky was plugged in.
No.
But that's why the tournament's awesome.
It's great.
I just – my thing, and I think Kenny would agree with this, my thing is a guy – like, this validates Campy. And what I mean by that is, look, you have the 40 years. I don't care. You're friends with everybody. I don't care.
Right.
Like, I'm an East Coaster. I don't need
new
friends, and I'm not interested. You had to win a tournament game, a real one.
Yes.
Don't give me this playing crap.
I know.
Him doing it?
It was great.
I got no qualms.
And the fact that
I have no problem.
It was Kentucky.
Respect.
And the fact that it was Kentucky is just so freaking huge, and I feel so good for him because he is a great guy, and no matter what other people think. And it's great for the school. And look, are they going to make a run? They could win. I don't think they'll beat NC State because of the big guy, but you never know. I mean, who thought they were going to beat Kentucky?
Well, and again, they play a zone. It's going to be a challenge for NC State with,
yes.
with DJ Burns. You're not just going to back people down from the three-point line.
No.
But again, look, last night is why we love this. And
yes.
it's why if they expand this thing, they're going to ruin it.
Yes.
Because OU won't have a platform, and that'll be 17-14 Pitt, and it won't feel the same.
No.
OU was magical last night.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And you know what's incredible? They've had better teams in the past with,
which
you know,
is
with
why,
Nunn and Kay Felder and people like that.
What about Keto Benson?
Yeah.
Raleigh Marshall.
Well, yeah.
I'm making, like, that's where they need, it can't be, need, I don't care what people say. It's my opinion.
Right.
You got to win a tournament game if I'm going to view you as a great coach.
All right, so Mr. Cash the Ticket, how'd you do yesterday?
Not good. Straight up. BYU was on Quaaludes, so.
Oh, now you're really going back to my early days.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, the lemons.
Yeah.
I think I was 2-4 yesterday. Didn't have a good day.
I was 5-3. I took Michigan State under in the half and for the game.
Yep.
And I took Oakland and the under for the first half of that game, and I won that.
My day swung on a really bad beat in No One Cares, but we're screwing around. Your bloody's just arrived.
Yes.
I suffered a beat at the buzzer in the under in the Gonzaga game.
Ooh.
For no reason. A walk-on decided. I'm going to – no, no, here's the best part. This jackass from Gonzaga decides I'm going whirly ball. He misses the shot. They get the rebound. You think they just kick it out and run the clock out? Nah. I'm throwing that up to the basket.
Yeah,
that misses. Baseline tip dunk. like 2 seconds to go.
But that's part of the magic of this when you're in a place like
Michael,
this.
Michael, I found nothing magical about that moment.
No, but people going crazy over over-unders in garbage time. It's the greatest. Yeah. I did something you're probably going to rip me for. I bet a parlay today. I already lost. Ohio State women and Texas LSU women. Ohio State was favored over Maine by 27.5, and they only won by 25.
Is it a good idea? No, but you're on vacation.
Exactly.
No, you're right, because I remember yesterday it was Arizona and Long Beach State, and everybody cheered, and I couldn't understand why.
20.5.
And it was a 20.5, and they got the ball, and they're like, no, just run the clock out.
Was yesterday one of the great – not greatest of all time. It was right up there. Regular, that's not considered regular season, but days in Detroit sports. We had the Spartans winning, Oakland, the Magic, and the Red Wings coming to life with Larkin coming back, beating the Islanders.
And that was a playoff game.
Yes.
I mean, that's reality.
Yes.
They saved their season with the comeback against Columbus, and then the Islanders and them, it's going head up.
I know.
Had to win that game. You get Larkin back. Just get in, man.
No, it was a magical day
for
the state of Michigan.
And now your magical day tonight, you're going to see the newly facelifted Bruce Springsteen tonight, because I don't know what the hell he did to his face.
I don't think it's newly. I think he's had work done for a while.
But you're seeing him tonight.
Tonight at the TNT Mobile, and then I'm going back there tomorrow to see the Golden Knights against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
And then you're heading to Dallas for a Mavericks game. And then to New Orleans
for executive
meetings.
We did go to the Sphere last night. It was unbelievable. They have this movie thing called Postcard Earth. It is the most incredible thing.
They spent like $3 billion on the thing.
It's the one thing Jim Dolan did right in his life.
And I think he said it all. All right, enjoy the bloody.
Thank you.
I know Powers is going to be freaking out because we're over time. So you just go ahead and... Okay, that's Mike Stone, everybody. Unbelievable. Enjoy your bloody. Oh, my.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
David on Ticket Text. I want to get back to the people because I'll tell you, there are so many Northwestern fans in this place, which is bizarre because it's such an ugly team. Like, they're just gross. And no, I don't have a bet on the game. I don't care.
I'm saying they may just have a bet on the game or the over or something.
No, these people are in purple, which is largely a heinous color. All right, listen, let's get to it. David, Ticket Text, and we'll get some OU callers and go from there. But last night was... everything that's good about the tourney. And OU doing it with, again, a guy scoring 10 points a night, hitting 10 threes against Kentucky. And they were better all night. Rico nailed it. That wasn't a fluke. David, what's on the Ticket Text, brother?
I got your Ticket Text right here. It says Kenny has to be...
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I'm sorry, Kenny. I apologize.
It doesn't matter. I'm about to be insulted anyway, so forget about that.
Oh, okay, good.
Kenny has to be the worst alum the school has ever produced. Someone get him a UDM Titan shirt because his privileges have been revoked. Shame.
Chair number one.
Kentucky basketball is Michigan football arrogance, so the OU win was also the Appalachian State loss. I love it.
Agree totally. And look, it takes the opponent to make the win special. Yeah, look, Oakland ever won a – like, remember when they played, they had Keto Benson, they played Pitt. All right, yes, it would have been a special game. But Pitt ain't Kentucky.
Right.
You get a chance to take down a Duke, a Kentucky, a North Carolina, a, you know, Blue Magic. It's a brand name.
Kansas, yeah.
It's an incredible win for Campy in that school. Incredible.
Yeah, even I, the most hatery of haters of Greg Campy, will admit that that is a reputation win for Campy. That fixes a little bit of what he's stirred up in his first 40 years at Oakland.
Kenny, I have bad news. It fixes all of it. I hate to break that to you. It fixes all
I'm
of it.
Not there yet.
That cements his legacy. It validates all of it to me.
Mike Rico, today should only be about Kenny slander, and I'm here for it. Let's go. That's from Mo in Mount Clemens.
Mo, I hate to break it to you. We'd have 12 people listening. It can't be all about that. We got better things to do. Go ahead, and then I'll get to the callers.
Kentucky blew it by shooting threes instead of going inside more, and Kenny's mad OU won, and now it's snowing in Detroit while you're all in Vegas. LOL.
Well, here's the thing. Because every time they dumped the ball down low,
they scored.
If it was Kentucky, it ended. Not just a score, Mike. It was a dunk.
Yeah.
It was not even close. And then all of a sudden, they got into a competition with Gokey and said, well, you can shoot threes. We can shoot threes.
Yeah, it's but like, hold on. You now, don't that's need to do who they that. Are.
Right. But take the easy two that ends in a dunk. Let OU play desperate. They did, and it won. And they basically said, Kentucky, you're going to play our game. You can beat us with this zone because the zone's not that great.
I want to ask permission to say something, and in no way is it taking anything from Oakland. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Can I say that in a safe space?
Yeah.
I'm not sure Kentucky prepped for the game. Take that however you want. If you prep for the game, you don't take a half to understand OU plays a zone and it's sticky and you understand the flash points of where the entry needs to be.
You know, and not only that, Mike, I'll allow that because if you're Kentucky, it wouldn't take you to the second half to put your best defender on Gokey.
That's all. And again, that Gokey, he had plenty of people on him.
Right.
Plenty of hands in his face. He was leaning over like the Tower of Pisa on some of these shots, and he hit him. So I'm just making a point.
But, yeah,
but it doesn't matter.
When they switched over to my man, and when the brother put him on him.
Reeves?
Yes. Yeah. Done. He wasn't getting anything. Then they went back to Shepherd, and then he started hitting him again.
It was it's one of the best performances in tournament history.
Yeah.
10 on 20 attempts. 10. I can't even believe it. Let's go to the people.
And they fouled him on the 13th one. And they just said, you know what? Shoot three free throws. We don't think you can hit three free throws.
Also true. Let's go to Steve. Kick things off today. Stevie, how you doing, brother?
Good. Kenny, why? Campy came to town. He came to the dorms 40 years ago and begged us to go to the games. This goes back to the Oakland Pioneer days. Do you remember that? He took this program from D1 to D2 and put us on the map.
No, I don't remember that.
I guess not. He built the arena. And we're getting respect now. We're going to get some more respect tomorrow. So let's hope we do. And this isn't the first time Gokey's hit a 30-point game either. It's no surprise. Granted, it was against IUPU, but
Hold on. Steve, I'm going to go ahead and stop you. You need to stop. All right, he averages 10 a game. He hit 10 3-pointers. Can we please?
But IUPUI. Anyone,
stop. It is one of three performances in Calipari's 30-year career where anyone has ever put 30 on him in the tourney. Scoring 20 in the NCAA tournament's difficult. I got to stop you on that. It's not a surprise. Come on now. I mean, please. There has to be a limit.
Well, NC State better watch out. They're tired. Oakland's fired up, and we got more characters in this cast. I'm fired up, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right. You got every right to say the latter part, but I just needed to check you on the second. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't a surprise. Then I guess you had Gokey over 28.5 points at the sports book for plus $10 million.
Well, you know he did it against IUPUI.
So. Yeah. Ooey pooey on a Tuesday night on ESPN Plus with Roberto on the call. Go to Kevin down in A squared. That's right, Kevin. What's going on, man? Welcome.
What a great Friday. I am an Oakland alum. Got 2 degrees from there. Started there during the Keith Benson years. And you know this too, but I've seen some of the most heartbreaking losses. Michigan State with Kay Felder, and there's any number of them after the point. Last night was an incredible feeling, and I have to agree with it too. So Gokey getting hot, that's the name of the game in the tournament, and you have to ride the hot hand. And I cannot believe Calipari didn't figure out the zone. 5 minutes into the game, Campy played a really fundamental, coached a very fundamental game. There wasn't, they weren't overly aggressive. You can say the threes were, but they played really good defense. And honestly, they kept it close, and it never, like, I was nervous, I won't lie, but it just, as the miss kicked off, I'm like, I think this is going to be the time finally. And Campy, you know, Campy's a great guy, great coach. And I'm with you, like, him being boys to everybody is great.
Well, Trey,
but you got to get a win.
I'll say this. I felt bad. I'm happy you guys won because Trey Thompson, he would have felt horrible because he shoots 80% free throw from the free throw line, couldn't make a free throw to save his life in that game, couldn't put the game away. And I'm like, man, if they lose, this kid is just going to be miserable for the rest of his life.
You live with it forever. But no, Kevin, it's easy. They were the better team all night. Period. Like, you were better than Kentucky all night. There was nothing fluky about it, minus Golkey hitting 10 threes. You can't call that anything other than a fluke.
Right.
But that's okay, because it is. It's name and attorney. Like yesterday, I saw two different teams, and BYU being one of them. Couldn't make a shot. That's a team that shoots over 40% from deep. Could not make a shot. Go home. Bye. That's it. Yeah. You know what else is fluky? Dayton getting dominated all day. Can't make a shot. Go on a 20-2 run to close the basketball game and win it. The NCAA tournament is about flukes. Fluke doesn't mean insulting. It just categorizes what happened.
It doesn't, but it's also why it's hard to just write off certain teams. Like, before the tournament, I'm like, Mike, you never know what could happen with Michigan State. You're like, no. It's like, dude, it's the tournament.
Just say it.
Strange things happen.
Just say what's on your heart. Just give the tagline, and I can take care of business. Just do it for me.
Go Cats.
No. That's not it either. Oh, January, February.
Oh, no. I'll leave that for the guys out there.
Okay, you got it.
Hey, you're Mike Mullenny. January, February is, though.
Kill me. 248-539-9797. We have a little football to get in the mix. We do have our first final of the day as well. I have no angle on it, nothing to do with it, but gross-ass Northwestern moves on.
Go Cats!
Mancuso.
You know, I got to tell you, as a homage to Mike Stone, who joined us a little while ago, Mike's on his world tour. What cocaine is to Mike Stone, sugar-free Red Bull is to me. When that first sip hits your lips, it's like Frank the Tank. It's just so good when it hits your lips. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it, guys. A contract came through for Chase Young. We didn't get a chance to talk about it yet.
Yeah.
He got a $13 million contract, but $7.9 million in per-game roster bonuses. It's reported that he just got neck surgery. My question to you is,
Did you just say neck surgery?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why all of this is basically in game, per game.
It's a proven deal.
Yeah.
If he doesn't stay healthy this year, he'll never get another big contract in the NFL. If he doesn't produce this year, it's the same thing. Chase Young, this is like a five-star recruit who's on his third school. All right? Nobody cares you were taken number two overall. Nobody cares what you did at Ohio State. Stay healthy, produce, or get the hell out.
Yep.
So I have no problem with it. That's why I had no problem with the Niners. Traded a third to get a compensatory. Like, you just give it a shot. That's it.
Let's get on, touch on Legarius Sneed here, because The Athletic is reporting, Nate Taylor for The Athletic is reporting, that Sneed doesn't want to play on the franchise tag. He's seeking a deal that's going to make him a 3 to 4 year deal that's going to make him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. My question to you is, do you see him on the KC roster at the end of the draft, meaning is it a draft day type deal that gets done to make him the highest paid quarterback?
Yeah, they'll work it out, because I think Kansas City knows they have at least one more run that they can keep all the pieces in place. Blow out the budget, fix it, make the man happy, even if it's a ridiculous 1 year deal. But after that, yeah, you may see the Chris Joneses and all that move on, and they got to bring in younger talent. And think about it. The beauty of the New England Patriots was they constantly rebuilt that team. It wasn't the same team as, you know, when they first won that Super Bowl from when they won their last Super Bowl.
Red light. Hold on, I got to stop you on something. Because you're both leaving out something. Patrick Mahomes took a page out of Brady's book.
Yeah.
He redid that deal.
Yeah.
Just like Brady all those years was making 20 when he could have been making 35 or 40. I'm with you primarily, but as long as Mahomes is willing to play ball, I think in the end he's going to end up being a part owner of the team. That's a conspiracy theory of mine, but work with me. Because they're buying up everything Kansas City over there. His wife just bought a soccer team. As long as your quarterback plays ball and we move that money around, it's like three-card money. We can do a lot of things. And Snead, yeah, you pay the guy. You just do.
So let's touch. We're here in Vegas here, and I was reading some stuff about the Las Vegas Raiders, and apparently they seem to love Aiden O'Connell. Do you think that they go in the season with Aiden O'Connell, or they have to draft the quarterback?
You
right?
can't ask me to get inside the mind of the Vegas Raiders when it comes to the quarterback position. David, I would find it hard to believe, but let's be fair. It's musical chairs, and there are certainly not enough seats. Because there are the quarterbacks.
Well, he became their fan favorite because he went out there and they started winning. And it was like when Pierce took over coaching, and it was like they were like together, like peanut butter and jelly. So, yeah, he won over the crowd. Now, how good is he? I don't know. But he's the fan favorite. So, if you're you're the Las Vegas, you're going to say he's our guy.
It just seems weird when every report was saying they're going to be aggressive – in the QB market, and then they would end up
settling? You can say it, but I continue to say it, okay? Who are you supposed to go and get? Saying you want a quarterback is great. That's saying Rico wants a date with Halle Berry. Neither's happening.
Hold on.
No disrespect.
Let me see if she texts me. No, but I also think that David, maybe they're hoping that he could become their Brock Purdy.
Yes.
A guy that you didn't count on, but he just keeps winning.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense, but at this point, why quit? If he's gonna rally this team this way, maybe you build around him.
OBJ and the Dolphins met this week, and according to reports, the meeting went well, and the Dolphins hope to sign him. Yeah, is this a good fit for both parties?
No. Odell Beckham Jr. is a loser, and now he's dating Kim K, which means he's going to get hurt.
Oh, man.
I'm out. Again, I'll keep saying it. I'm wrong on plenty of damn things, but I've never been wrong about Odell. He is not a winning football player, and now he's just past his prime. You think Lamar begged the Ravens to sign OBJ, begged.
Well, he said he's the reason Lamar came back.
And what difference did he make? None. The same as this empty can of energy drink I just enjoyed. Please. So, yeah, go to Miami. Get the sizzle. Be at the club with your shirt off. Do whatever the hell you want to do, man.
It's been a long time since that one-handed catch.
Very, very long time.
A decade, if you want to feel old.
Thank you for that, Mike. Yeah, let's grab this one quick here. I was reading an article here from Pro Football Network, and they listed Detroit as a possible destination for Steph Diggs.
I know we've
mentioned wide receiver at 29 for the Lions, but should this be a move they consider?
Cat Williams immediately.
Or not.
That's it. I don't know if Steph Diggs is right upstairs. I don't know what I'm getting week to week. He's got a problem with Josh Allen. I can't imagine he wouldn't have a problem with Jared Goff. And by the end of this season, Rico, Steph Diggs, they're only using him at the line of scrimmage. I have zero interest in Steph Diggs.
Yeah, here's the thing. The Lions do have some type of chemistry that if, there's a game where St. Brown doesn't catch a bunch of balls and they win, he's happy.
That's right.
We won the game. Diggs is one of those types that, we won by 21 points. Man, I only had two catches, so he's pouting in his locker. I got to get my catches. Or the flip side, he gets 10 catches and they lose. He's happy because he padded his stats.
That's because one's a winner and the other guy is nuts and possibly a loser. I have no interest.
So let's close it out with this. I have one more BS draft rumor or not.
Okay.
The Denver Broncos being linked to Bo Nix at number 12. Is that BS?
No.
Real?
No, because I think their problem is now the Vikings have pick 11. Which is problem number one. Problem number two is they have pick 23. Problem number three is the Broncos sold all their fine china in the Russell Wilson deal. They don't have the ability to move up.
Yep.
So they can – Sean Payton is lusting after J.J. McCarthy, according to reports. Again, it's Rico Halle-Berry.
She did text me back.
Congrats.
We're going out to dinner tonight. But I would say this, David. Speaking of J.J., his pro day is today.
Correct.
At Michigan.
25-minute session.
He's going to flash that winning smile.
How much stock do you put in into pro day?
Zero.
Because for me, and it's not because it's J.J., it's anybody. I mean, when Mahomes was throwing the ball 78 yards at Texas Tech, didn't really mean anything to me.
Here's what J.J. is. Tell me if you guys agree or disagree.
Yep.
J.J. is a Sewer Thompson. You are drafting tools. You are drafting abilities that have not materialized in real life, but the abilities are there. He does run a sub 4.5. He does throw off platform and have this cannon arm, but he's never been asked to do X, Y, Z. But the tools are there. It's a Sewer Thompson. I am drafting the profile, the tools. That's all this is, boys. I don't think any pro day is going to show you anything. That's like a Sewer going out in a war. Remember when they had Yao Ming against a chair?
Yeah.
Or was it John Leon or whatever
it was? It was Darko. Remember, Darko sold everybody. Like, right. Look at this workout against this chair. The chair didn't play any defense.
John Leon. Yeah, I mean, so for me, it means nothing. You're drafting J.J. based on limited moments.
Yep.
And a profile of a kid who clearly has ability, but we've never gotten to see it.
And that is...
Doug, you watch your mouth.
Wow, Doug, that is In Football Today.
Respectfully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.